Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Zion, and we are on Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. And just if anybody's keeping track, today's daf is the 2,407th daf since Brachas Daf Beis. If anybody is thinking about that, but either way, we go today is Shmuel Tzadi Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara Amar Shmuel. So today we have a major Yara, as we've said, these couple of days will be major Yoredeya topics. Basa B'chalav, not really Basa B'chalav yet, that's really the next parak, but Ta'aroves. More, we'll touch on Basa B'chalav a little bit. As we started already yesterday in the Tosfos already alluded to a number of the major topics that come up in these dafim. So we get into it through the lens of Gid Hanasha. As we know, Gid Hanasha is the Isser that is spoken about in this parak. So through discussing Gid Hanasha, we get to talk about, and the Rishonim talk about, the general principles of Isurim and mixtures and taste transfers, v'chulu. So, Amar Shmuel. So we spoke yesterday about different types of mixtures where taste is given, no Saint Tom, and mixtures that taste is not given. We mentioned on a Daraisa level, if something is not no Saint Tom, it's min bamino, so then it is batel barov, right? There's no other way to measure if there's no taste. So batel barov, that's by yavish b'yavish, that's even lach b'lach, by min bamino, bitel barov, except according to Yehuda, who says min bamino is not batel. If it is no Saint Tom, so we mentioned that we assume that we need shishim, chazal assume that that's what knocks out taste. We'll have to see that a little later today. What happens if you know that there's no more taste and it's less than shishim? You'll have to be makel in that case. Let's say it's a very soft taste and 1 to 30 it already could get knocked out. Do you really need 1 to 60 still? So we'll have to see what the Rishonim say about that. What if, if you already have shishim, do you still have to try to see if it's if it could be nullified with a taste? Right? Is there a lachadchila to do that if you already know shishim? If you have someone standing there that could somehow taste, as we'll see. But either way, taste transfer occurs through a liquid medium, as we know. If there's liquid, yavish b'yavish. If there's two dry items, if there's 100 apples, as we said, there's no taste transfer there. It has to have a liquid medium. But also, we will learn today other ways that taste transfers as well. Again, you need heat, as we will see too. Generally, if there is cold, then said also there's no taste transfer. If somebody sticks a fork, a milchik fork, into a cold piece of meat, so then there's not going to be any taste transfer there. Right, so we'll have to see, are there other ways? We'll have today two ways, besides using heat, of taste transfer, but generally liquid is also needed for taste transfer. So again, now we get right into that discussion as we talk about the difference between cooking and roasting. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shana, when do we say that in the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? That if I cook the thigh with the Gid Hanasha still on it, the Yarech should is Bashal B'Gid Hanasha. We know the Yarech is Mutter. The Gid Hanasha is Aser. So what's the halacha? So you have to know it. If there's no Seitam in the Yarech, if the Gid is no Saint Tom in the Yarech, so that's a problem. But the Mishnah spoke about if it's cooked together. What if it's roasted together? What if it's roasted on a spit? Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu, when do we say that it is no Saint Tom and the whole Yarech becomes Aser? Ela Shadis Bashalba. If it's cooked, you put it in a pot. Cooking is generally the use of liquid. If I put something in liquids, that's called Bishel. Avol Nitzle is dry heat, roasted. You know, something in an oven without any liquid could also halachically be called roasted, right? That's also called afia, right? In Hilchos Shabbos, if one remembers, bishol achar afia, afia achar bishol, there's always a difference between dry heat and moist heat in terms of cooking. So Shmuel says, when do we say that you have to be worried that the taste goes through the entire item? That's if it was cooked together. Avol nitzleba, but if it's just roasted, so then, as Rashi says, nitzmas besocho ve'eno mifapeya. We assume then that the gid contracts. It doesn't expand and put its taste all the way. It doesn't send its flavors throughout the yarech. And therefore, if you roast it, if I roast it on a roaster, so then kolifa ochlach megila gid. So then we don't assume the taste went through, and therefore I'd be able to just peel off the gid peel off the place, the border between the yarech and the gid, and just remove the yarech from the gid, and then eat the yarech. Remember, we mentioned when we started off this parak, I think, a week or so ago, we mentioned, and this definitely relates to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, about Karban Pesach. Remember, the Rambam talks about Karban Pesach, roasting it without removing the Karban Pesach first. And the Ravid says, if I had that Karban Pesach, I'd throw it on the floor. But the Ravid said, the Rambam said, the Gid Hanasha, if the Gid, was still part of it, you roast it with the Gid, and, thank you, and they roast it with the Gid, and it's not a problem. And the Ravid was upset. But here, it's the, maybe part of where the Rambam gets that from is the Sheet of Shmuel right here. That if it's roasted, just kolei fa'ochel. And the Rambam's understanding of being tzole it shalem by Karban Pesach, so that could override other factors as well. The Rishonim say here, it doesn't literally mean until you get to the Gid. Right? Kol ifa ochel, you could take off the Yerech mamish until the Gid, the last border of the item. Tosfos here says, Dibra maschil ad shemagia, lav davka shemagia legid mamish. Doesn't literally mean until the Gid. You have to leave a little layer enough to peel. Because the layer that's right next to the Gid, that we assume was Makabel Tam. Even if you want to say that roasting doesn't allow the taste to go through the entire thigh, the Yarech, but that what's touching it, so that for sure is Aser. And therefore, you're allowed to eat the Yarech up until Kadei Klifa, says Tosfos. And then Tosfos adds on another Shita, a little bit more Machmir. V'yafilu Kadei Netila Tzarech Sheyaniach. Enough to take. Those are two Shiurim used in Yaredeya, in Hilchas Yisur. Klifa is just the thinnest layer. Netila is a little more. Enough to grab. Tzorach sheyaniach, kitu amar perakert, kitzat solon, like we learn in, Psachim, nata mirothvosh ala cheres v'chazar elav, if a drip of the Karban Pesach fell onto cheres and then fell back on it, yitos makomo, velosagi beklifa, im lo nechalek, so there you see in the case of Trefus by Nosar, I think, im lo nechalek, unless you say that a drip of the rotev spreads more than the gid would spread. Okay, Tosfos holds that it's really Kedei Netila. Even though you might have said Kedei Klifa, it's really Kedei Netila. It's not exactly up until the border of the Gid. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kofei, Paskins like Tosfos. We didn't see anybody else yet, as we'll see. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kofei quotes that if somebody cooks the Gid, right, nowadays it doesn't really come up because it's already removed by the time we get the Gid. We get the meat without the Gid, but the Shulchan Aruch says here in Simen Kofei, Sif Dalid, V'im Yarech Shetzlo Begido Chatichas Iser Shetzolam Chatichas Heter, right, not just Gid, but if you have a Chaticha, a piece of meat that you roasted, part of its Mutter, part of its Aser, V'nogea Zebazeh, Tzorech Lahasir Kedei Netila, Saviv HaGid. You have to remove Kedei Netila, V'chein Min HaChaticha, Makam Shenaga B'Chatichas Iser. Right, you have to remove that. But, once you know, that's not the only Shita amongst the Rishonim. The Rashba and the Torah Savayis is going to play a role over the next coming days. Torah Savayis is the Sefer of the Rashba and the Ravid on Inyanim, the Rashba and the Ra'ah on Inyanim of Yaredeya, Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Taroves. The Rashba is in the middle, the Torah Savayis, and then the Ra'ah is on the outside, the Bedek Habayis, and then the Rashba defends himself in the Mishmeres Habayis, right, that's the, one of the key Svarim on Yaredeya. So the Rashba says there in Bayis Revi, Shah Rishon, technically, I think Klifa would be okay here. Because I think in an usher could be more makel, like Tosfos' suggestion. Unless you say that rotiv is more machmir, the Rashba says, correct. That's what I think. He says, Verisha nearly ikur lahalacha. What's my raya? Shmuel would have explained himself a little more if he meant Kedei Netila. He says, up until the Gid? Okay, up until the Gid can mean the last layer. Not allowed. But if you have to take off any more than the last layer, I would think that Shmuel wouldn't just be so same and say, you could go all the way up to the Gid. Sheim lo kein, sheim kein lo hayu omrim stam kolei fa'ochel shemiya l'gid. Debish, lumeim ein tzorech elo kedei klifas mishum de klifa lo chashiva lehu, amru hachi. Aval ilo haya oser Kedei Netila, la'olam lo hayu matirim stam. But then he says, Mikol Makom, Lemaisa Roy Lachush, Ulahachak Natilos Makom. Technically, I think you can be more Mako, but Lemaisa, do what Tosfos says. Lemaisa, do Kedei Netila. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara Kipshuto. The Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, assume like this, that the Rambam, again, might be Lushitasa, that's what we were just talking about, all the way up to the Gid. He doesn't even mention Kedei Klifa. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, in Ilchos Machalas Asuros, the Rambam says, Yarech Shetzla Begid Hanasha Sheba Kolei Fa Ochel Ad Shehu Magia Legid. Umashlicho. That's it. Just quotes Shmuel Kipshuto, the right to Kesa Mishnah. When we divir Rabbeinu Nira, she'ein kanatilas makom below klifa, nothing. Just all the way up until the gid, right? There's different types of piapua. There's different types of spreading of the flavor for the gid and asha more than others. Maybe even it, though we're machmir lamaisa for yesh begid ben osein tam, but it's not the same. It's not the same, and therefore it could be different than others. And therefore the Rambam's understanding here is that you would go all the way up until the border. But then the Rambam adds, "V'chein behema shetzlah shlema v'lo heiser lochutin v'lo krumis asuras kolif aocha v'kimish yigil odaver aser chodku mashlicho shein begidim no sein tam k'tei l'shar bohen." He adds that. Right, to estimate on them into others. So the question is, we'll have to talk about this. There's two issues. If there's Yesh Begid or Ebegid or Osei Tam eating the Gid itself, and number two, it's spreading throughout a mixture. So you might be Machalik, that even if you want to say that it's not called Eitz Ba'alma, and there is Tam in it, but it still might be a weaker Tam in terms of spreading. Okay, we'll have to get back to that. Okay, but again, the Rambam says about Gid and Ashev, and then extends it to other cases as well. Didn't remove other usur parts of the animal. But this is all number one on Shmuel. Again, there's not a short Amud Aleph, so to speak, in Gemara, but there's obviously, you see the Tosfos, a lot to mention. One other point that Tosfos brings up here, and that is fascinating question. And that is, so we spoke about, let's say, Kadei Klifa. The outer layer becomes usur. Adelaide, not like the Rambam. The Adelaide becomes Asar Maker Adin. Asks Tosfos on the bottom line, he asks it implicitly going over to the top of the next Amud. Asks Tosfos, we mentioned yesterday the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, Chanan. When something becomes Asar, it then becomes as if it's Ki'ilu inherently Asar. Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Therefore, asks Tosfos, if the layer that's next to the Gid becomes Asar, so why don't we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and therefore that makes the next layer Usser. And that becomes Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and that makes the next layer Usser, and Mamela, the whole line is going to be Usser anyway. Forget Tom Keiker, forget no Saint Tom, but say that every layer, every thin layer becomes Usser, and all of a sudden it spreads, because Chaticha Nasas Nevela. That's Tosfos's question, bottom line. De lo amrinan Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, va Useris is called Chatichos, and there, here's the line. Teda, top line. Makom osrin klifa. Amai ein oso klifa. Choser oser. Why don't, in any time in Hilchos Yaradeya that you say it's osir kadei klifa, you have to take off the outer layer. Why don't you say that that becomes osir, and now it osir is what's next to it, and that it keeps going? Right, it sounds like a funny question. You know there's an answer to it, but we have to formulate it. So what's the answer? Tosfos says, Yesod. Again, we're going to have to make our lists in these next two prakim. Put this on the list of Chanan. Right, Tosfos says, Chaticha Nasas Nevela can never do more than the Isser itself would have been able to do. So if the Isser itself wouldn't have been able to be mispashet, so Chaticha Nasas Nevela won't be able to be mispashet. The Tam HaIsser is only Kadei Klifa, so you can't say that the Tam HaIsser is going to go further. The Tam HaIsser can't go, the Chaticha Nasas Nevela can't go further than the source, Isser. So that is one suggestion of Tosfos. It can't be stronger than the Isser itself. If you look in the Urayim, Tosfos quotes the Urayim, but if you look in the Urayim itself, he's a little more, expanded. Let's read what Tosfos says first. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, that's the author of the Sefer Yireim, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, Hayim Machalik, Mishum Delo Amrinan Chaticha Atma Nasas Nevela, B'miksas Chaticha, Ela B'kala Chaticha. Chaticha Nasas Nevela is only by a whole piece of meat. Miksas, not by a miksas Chaticha, not by a whole. So, by a thin layer, that's a miksas. That's the littlest miksas that you'll ever get. So therefore, there's no Chaticha Nasas Nevela except by a whole piece of meat, not by a portion, and especially not by a thin layer. Tosfos does not like that. The Ein Zetam, it does not explain. It does not explain, he just says Ein Zetam. If you look in the Urayim itself, the Urayim, it's in Simin Memches. Memches, in the first volume of my Urayim. Simin Memches, so he quotes there, V'lo amrinan basar hanivlam in Isser Yasa Nevela v'yasar samachlo, v'chein zeh, why? The kivan shetam bishvil shenikra ala shame. Chaticha nasa nevela is when you have a something that is whole that people now call this. Right? You have a piece of meat that became usser, so people say, oh, that's an usser piece of meat. Because people call it an usser piece of meat, so it becomes an usser piece of meat. Not because just what's in it. This piece of meat, what would we say? It's mutter with a layer on the edge. You don't call it an usser piece of meat. And therefore, it's not going to be chaticha nasas nevela. It has to do with the chalos shame, chaticha. Read the lashon. V'kivan shetam b'shvel shenikra le shame v'chaticha zos lo nivla akula min iser lo nikra shame iser akala chaticha shadayin shame heter aleha. Right? Even if you have a piece of meat, right? What is his lashon? A piece that's usser. But if it's people wouldn't call it, or halacha even wouldn't call it a piece of usser meat, people would say it's a piece of meat that half is usser. That also, you wouldn't say it. Hilkach lo asi, and then he says, and remember, the whole chanan, let's at least say, by shari surim, not by basar v'chalav, the whole idea of chaticha nasa nevela by shari surim is a derabanan, and therefore, this is not, and it's mishum gzeiros, so this is not going to be confused with others. Hilkach lo asi lichlufi b'chaticha nevela. And then he has an interesting line. De chaticha nasa nevela, amr chazal, chatzi chaticha nasa nevela, lo amru raboseinu. Chaticha nasas nevela, not chatzi chaticha nasas nevela, says the Yireim, and therefore in this case, don't worry about the layer becoming usser and then ussering the next layers over, because it only applies to whole items. Again, Tosfos themselves don't like that. They say ein baze tam. Good. We continue. Again, every line here in Tosfos can be discussed. The Tosfos in that from yesterday, today, again, we're picking and choosing what we could do from the Rishonim. But again, obviously, people spend months and years and lifetimes on Yeridea issues. But we'll do what we can in the time. So Shmuel says, again, no Saint Tom is only by Bishol, but by Tzli. So then it would only go through a little bit next to where the Isser item is. Eini, is this really true? Says the Gemara, V'yamar Avhuna, G'dishet Tzlo B'chalbo, Usser Le'echol Afilu Mirosh Azno. If you have a goat that was roasted with its fat, Rashi says the fat on the kidneys, the Chelav Aklayos. If you have a goat meat that's roasted, so we assume that the fat goes all the way in, even to the ear, Afilu Mirosh Azno, even to the ear of the goat. So you see the whole thing is Usser. Answer, Shiny chelev de mifapeya. Chelev is different. Chelev spreads. So it's interesting. What's the rule? What's the exception? Gid anashe doesn't. Chelev does. What if you have something else that's not gid, that's not chelev? Right? Which is it? So that's a good question. You have to look in the Rishonim to see what the rule is. If you look in, well, you know, let's continue a little bit and then we'll get back to that question. Ubechelev aser is really chelev. Is chelev aser, and it's going to spread throughout through roasting. V'yamar Rav Bar Chana uvdahave kami de Rav Yochanan beknishta de Maon. There was a story of Rav Yochanan in the Beis Medrash of Maon. Bigdish et slo bechalbo by Yigdi that this happened. V'aso v'shelul Rav Yochanan v'amar kolif v'ochel hashem yigia lechalbo. So they were makel. Rav Yochanan said that no, you could peel off until you get to the chelev, so it doesn't go throughout. So how can you say that chelev is mafeya bakulo? How did Rav Huna say that a gedi shet slo b'chalbo is totally asur the gedi? Three answers. Let's just do the first one first. Hahu kachesh havei. That case of Rav Yochanan was a lean goat. Kachesh havei. It was lean. It didn't have so much fat on it, right? And therefore, that's why Rav Yochanan was mako and said up until. What does it mean? Kachashave? 2 days in Tosfos. One line Tosfos. Hau kachashave. Mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam. Kachashave. V'lakach shari. The chelev kachush. Einu mefapeya. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam, different types of chelev. Right? Some meaning different items. Some items spread throughout. Some items don't spread throughout. But what is, what might be inferred? And we'll see who says the Beferish. What might be inferred from Rabbeinu Tam? Right? If you have chelev that's mefapeya, that's going to asur the whole animal. Right? Meaning that's what Rav Huna said. That's daya number one. Just before we see the second daya, wouldn't I think that a goat has shishim, a whole goat, it says even the ear, has shishim neged the chelev? Wouldn't I think that? So you're going to say the whole thing is asur, but how could it be no Saint Tom? So maybe what's implied from this daya is that maybe chaylev is not batal b'nosin tam. Maybe there are some items that are so spreading or that spread in ununiform ways, you can't just say nosin tam is batal b'shisha. So let's see, that's implied by the Tosfos. But the second day of Tosfos is Beferish, not that way. Meaning, Kachish means you don't have so much Chelev and therefore it's Balta B'Shishim. But the second day of Tosfos is saying that Chelev would be Balta B'Shishim if you had Shishim. Right? And that's why it would be Balta here. The other case is there's so much Chelev, Chelev is Mifapeya, so therefore, it's not going to be Balta B'Shishim because there's so much of it. But that's the second day of Tosfos. But if you look in other Rishonim explicate what the first day implies. If you look in the Ritva right here says, Rav Huna says, a gedi that's roasted with chaylev, the whole thing is usser. Period. Doesn't talk about the size of the gedi. Doesn't talk about, a gedi is a big goat. How much chaylev is there in a gedi? Says the Ritva, you know what you see? Certain items are not batel. Certain items and certain ways of preparation, we would say, is not batel. Cooking something, everything is uniformly spread. If I have something in a pot with water, so the taste is uniformly spread as it goes in. But roasting, who says? Roasting's things, it's not as uniform, says the Ritva. V'yahi d'Rav Huna stamahi, afilu yeshishim kinegdo, v'tayma d'milsa, shein bitol b'shishim el batavshil b'kedera, shem mispashet b'kulo. With his uniform spreading of the taste. V'hasam nami bi'inon nierokisa k'nislakaman, as we'll see later on, and we alluded to it yesterday. You might have to shake around the pot in order for it to be mevatel, the drop that fell on the meat. Avo bitzli ein bitel. V'hu adin b'malicha, as we'll see. And he quotes, Yeshapiresh, the line that we just read, V'lo hayabo b'chelev echad b'shishim v'abasa rabba l'mavatlo v'sfir le'le maran d'afilu b'tzli g'bitl b'shishim. Some say that even by tzli there's bitl b'shishim. V'lo nihira, and I don't think so. I don't think there's bitl b'shishim. And therefore, if it's something that doesn't spread so much like a gidan asheh, then fine, it's limited. But if it's something that spreads like chelev, says the Ritva, bitl b'shishim doesn't work. V'anachon kachosh havi v'lo hadif chelbo shmishimno shalgid shinu mefapeh amanitilas v'akom sagilei v'chi itmar d'Rav Huna b'gdi shamein. And therefore, he says, miyu anan v'cho gadiyim b'chelban asrina d'holo yadidan heini u'mikri kachosh. Right, we don't know l'maisa what's lean, what's not lean, so we assume all chelev is not batel. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that's the shita of the Ritva here, and a number of Rishon. Good. Again, there's a lot to talk about here in terms of bitl. Right, even, you know, just to give a mashal, a microwave, right? We put something in a microwave, and sometimes you can take a bite of it, and it's freezing, and they can take a bite of it, and it's boiling hot, and it burns you. Right? It's not uniform. Certain types of cooking is not equal throughout the whole items. That's like tzli, according to the Ritva. By bishul, you're not gonna have, if I warm up soup on the fire, I'm not gonna have some of the soup that's cold and some of the soup that's hot. It's all equally, the temperature is the same. But, you know, just as the mashal, the microwave is not, so the Ritva is saying that tzli is also, it doesn't go throughout the same, and therefore, you're not gonna have bitl b'shishim. Not gonna have bitl b'shishim, even if there is shishim. So that's an important machlokas rishonim, having to do with the way that something is prepared. Good. That is answer number one. Answer number one, how is it that Shmuel says that gid, if you roast a gid with the yarech, then you could just cut by the edge and eat the whole yarech. Or Rav Huna says the whole thing is aser. Depends on the, and Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a case of chelov that's mutter, kolefa ochel. So that was talking about a lean one. Number two, Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar, kulya bechel bahavye v'sharye. No, the story was wrong, right? It was the kulya with the chelov, right? It was the part of the animal that had chelev on it. It was kulya and chelev, and therefore there was a membrane. Rashi says, mifsik karma. Right, there was a membrane in between, and therefore there was a blockage between the mutter part and the usser part. And therefore, that prevented the chelev from moving. Rav and Barav Ada Omar, kilchis b'ilpis have. It was a couple of the small non-kosher fish. Sheketz dogim ktanim, Rashi says. The case was that Rabbi Yochanan told him, give it to a non-Jew to taste. Give it to a non-Jewish chef to taste. That was the case. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Koli fa ochal. He allowed it if the non-Jew said it didn't taste like anything. Good. This line has a ton to talk about. Right? At the, one of the first, discussions in Yeridea is this line. The language of the Gemara is, give it to an Aramean kfela. Kfela is a baker. Right? It doesn't just say give it to an Aramean. It says give it to an Aramean baker. Right? So how we medayik, what's the diak here? So again, at least three or four opinions. Let's go through three or four opinions. What does this mean? Meaning, what's the yesod? If I have something not kosher, am I allowed to get, if I have a non-kosher taste in my food, could I give it to a non-Jew to taste to let me know if it tastes like, you know, non-kosher? Right, let's say a little milk of mine fell into chicken soup. I'm not sure if my chicken soup had 60 or not. So, or maybe I did even, but could I use a guy in order to taste it for me? So we have different shitas and we have opposite shitos. And that's why we'll see Lamaisa, it's so difficult to say what we're going to do. The Rashi, we'll start with Rashi. Rashi, we always start with Rashi. Lita mekvela, nachtom ov de kochavim, v'ashme'inan demutu lismoch alav, lefitumo. Rashi says, you're only allowed to rely on the guy if he does not know that you are relying on him. What's called mesiach lefitumo. Right, you say, hey, you want some chicken soup? Yeah, I have some extra, please taste. Oh, how does it taste? Really? Some milk? Wow, I didn't realize, oh, thank you. Thanks, enjoy it. Right, you're allowed to give it to the guy without him knowing, because if he knows he's you're relying on him, then he might lie. Then he might lie, he might want to know which answer you're looking for. So Rashi, that's the principle of mesiach lefitumo. That's Rashi. V'lo yodi'u, shetzrichin lo l'dvar iser v'heter. Don't tell him. You're not allowed to tell him that you need him for iser v'heter. And the Rashi here also says, the Rashi in Simen Chafei, Paskins like Rashi. Right? Rashi like Rashi. V'lo yodi'u, shetzrich lo l'dvar iser v'heter. That is the Rush right here. Number one. On the other hand, we have Tosfos. Tosfos says, samchina nakvila. Again, one line Tosfos. Even though he's a guy, guy usually doesn't have ne'emanis, kiva dekfelahu, since he is an expert chef, lo mishaker shelo yasidu maso. Tosfos says, well, he doesn't want to lose his job and his reputation. If you give him something to taste, and then he lies about it, he's going to be worried about his losing his job. And therefore, he wouldn't lie. The Rishonim discuss that according to Tosfos, exactly opposite of Rashi, according to Tosfos, it can't be Mesiach Vitumo. The whole point of the Ne'emanis, according to Tosfos, is that he doesn't want to lose his job, and he knows that you're relying on him. And therefore, he's going to tell the truth. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to tell him that you're relying on him, and therefore, it's Mesiach Vitumo. So Lamaisa, if we try to be Machmer like old days, there's no Chumra here, because what Rashi says is needed, Tosfos says is not allowed. And what Tosfos says is needed, Rashi says is not allowed. So we have two opposite shitas. Is there an importance to the kfela line, to the expert line? According to Rashi, doesn't sound like there's an importance in terms of lamarim nase. Some achronim say that maybe, according to Rashi, why does the kfela an expert? Not because anything about lamarim nase, but because maybe a stamagoy wouldn't recognize the taste. Right? You need an expert to notice the taste. Right? Sometimes, I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody over in our house for Shabbos, and he was a caterer. And he guessed every ingredient of the challant. Every single ingredient, which spice and how much, and I have not even remember what I put in the challant. But again, you need that expert. If you have an expert, you can notice. So maybe that's, according to Rashi, kfela isn't because he's expert and lomarim nose, but kfela just might mean because that's the type of goy that's going to be able to discern the different tastes. But that is, according to Tosfos, it plays a major role. Again, mesiach lefitumo is also a shas topic, which we're not going to get into right now. But that is Tosfos and Rashi. If you look, the Rashba also holds like Tosfos. If you look, there's a deya in the Rashba that says you need both. You need mesiach lefitumo and kfela. Mesiach Levitumo and Kfela. Rashi doesn't emphasize Kfela. Maybe this is like Rashi, but he quotes it as a separate day. But it could be like, as we just explained, that maybe it is like Rashi. Maybe that Rashi would acquire both too, but just for different reasons. The Rambam seems to say, Stamagoy. Stamagoy, Tesvav, Vav. Stam any non-Jew, you could give it to him to taste. Says the Rambam here in, the Shulchan Aruch, again, the Shulchan Aruch discusses it, and I'll just read it through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Tzadikhes, Simin Tzadikhes, the beginning of Tzadikhes, the beginning of Hilchos Tarovas, says the Shulchan Aruch, Isser Shinasari Beheter, Min B'She'eno Mino, Kagon Cholab Shinasarev Babasar, Yati Menu Ovid Kochavim. Give it to a non-Jew, right? Quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. Yati Menu Ovid Kochavim. Im Omer She'ein Botam Cholav, Osha Omer She'yesh Ela Shehu Pagum, Mutter. That's it. Vitzarech, and then that doesn't say Dafka Kveler or not. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Vitzarech, Shelo Yeda, Shelo Yodea, Shesom Chenalav. Right? Yet he has to know that you're not relying on him. Ve'im ein shamo v'kachavim l'tomo, misha'arinan b'shishim. Ve'chein im hu min b'mino, kima deleka l'mekam ataima, misha'arinan b'shishim. Right? So that is the Shulchan Aruch. Possibly does not mention Kvela, but mentions Vesiach l'fituma. And then the Ramah adds, ve'ein noagim achshav l'smocho v'kachavim u'misha'arinan b'kal b'shishim. L'maisa, we don't. Why not? The Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, because we're trying to cover all of our bases, but there's no way that you could cover all the bases. Lo yadati tamnachon bazeh, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, why don't we rely on a goy anymore? V'yula yesh lomer dianan chayshinan l'chumris kol hashitos. V'haynu, chayshinan dilma kfeila, haynu b'mesiach l'vitumo v'kfeila mitzad b'kiyus, v'yemkein b'melo mesiach l'vitumo like a heter. V'mesiach l'vitumo gam kenei matirid d'chayshinan la heter, d'la misho mesiach l'vitumo, t'ino neman ela be'edos isha, v'yater d'kfeila mitam lo marim nasei, as we said. U'binan tafka shelo yeh mesiach l'vitumo, k'mo shakot v'ashach. Right, so you don't know. So maybe, if it's an Isser Durabanan, Mesiach Levitumo, we'd rely. Because we rely on his, Durabanan, Mesiach Levitumo. Okay. But either way, this is, Ulam Lefizeh, Mesiach Durabanan, the Mahani Bechomach Levitumo, Hayalon Lahatir Kvela. Velomar, the Chashin Lashitas Rashi. Atamar's daf. Lo Mahani Tima below Shishim. Right, Rashi's day is gonna be that even if there's no Shishim, that even if the guy tells you that there's, it doesn't taste like anything. It's still lechumra. So anyway, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, it's very hard if you want to be machmir like all the shitas. Maybe that's why the Ramah says that we don't rely on kfeila. Okay. Again, a lot more there. The Beis Yosef, at the beginning of Simin at Tzadikhes, quotes all of the different opinions. We continue. Says, just one other point. One other. The Rivash. The Rivash writes in the Tshuva, the Rivash was asked. The Rivash was a Talmud of the Ran. The Rivash, in Simin, Resh Peches, was asked, is tasting eating or is tasting not eating? Right? The Gemara says here that give it to a guy to taste. Is tasting going to be enough to get the taste? Right? We know from Hilchos Brachas, right? We paskin, interestingly, a chilek. Are you allowed to taste something on a fast day? Do you have to make a bracha on tasting something? Right? All different. The Gemara seems to say that those are linked. Right? The Gemara seems to say those are linked. Meaning, if you don't have to make a bracha on tasting, then you're allowed to taste something on a fast day. And vice versa. If you have to make a bracha, so then you are not allowed to. Right? Did I say it right correctly? Yeah. So the, we paskin the chilek. You have to make a bracha, but you're not allowed to have it on a fast day. Right? We paskin the chilek. There's a machlokas rishonim there. Does the Gemara there of tasting means tasting and then spitting it out, or tasting just a little bit, but still swallowing that taste? That is the discussion in the Tosfos there in Maseches Brachas. Where is it? Yudalit or so? But the Rivash here was asked. But how can it say if tasting is eating and you can't taste something on a fast day and you have to make a bracha on tasting, if you say you don't have to make a bracha and you're allowed to have it on a fast day, then how is it enough to give it to a guy just to taste? That's not really called eating. Is he really going to be able to get a taste from it? So the Rivash says the Gemara here doesn't mean tasting like what we would call a taste. It means yatimenu, to give him an achila. That's what it means. It doesn't mean yatimenu, give him a ti'ima. Give him something enough to determine. Yachilna l'shnuyi elecha de'efshar she'ein somchna ti'imas kfeila below achila. Le'echol achila gemura. Shari efshar she'yesh bo tam bi'achila gemura. Velo yukar b'ti'ima below achila. Sometimes a little taste doesn't give it to you. Umay lita mekfeila ba'achila gemura ka'amar. That's what it means. Elo dekari le ti'ima kiman shebo lahakir hata'am. It calls it tasting because that's the purpose of why you're giving it to him. Even a small eating could be called tasting. Could be called tasting. And then he goes through, maybe there's a difference in halacha between the fast day and the brachas, v'chulu. And then he says, it's an interesting discussion in the last paragraph here. He says, miyu mashma tasting. Let's say tasting is asr. Is it asr daraisa? Is it like chasi shir? So chatzis shir is also in a Torah we paskin, Rabbi Yochanan, but that doesn't mean that even tasting, chatzis shir might be a half a kazayas, tasting might be even worse than that. So he goes into that discussion a little bit. V'yafshar the time of the tima asura, afilu b'yisura echila, shekadei shalo yavol levloa ma'at. Maybe tima is going to be asur because we don't want you to have more. Put this on the list of siag daraisa. Maybe if the tasting is not going to be, it's going to be asur because you might come to eat more. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Meiresh Kohavi Kashale, Meiresh Havi Kokashale. I originally had the following problem. Hadatanya, the Brisa, comes up later also. Tanya, Kder Shabisha Babasali Vasha Bachalov. If I have a pot that I cooked meat in, I'm not allowed to cook milk in it. Right? That's a treif. V'im bishel, why? Because cooking is one of the isurim basa b'chalav. V'im bishel, and if I did, b'no same time, if I cooked milk in a fleishik pot, so then the milk is going to be usur if there was enough taste in the meat to go into the milk. If there was a lot of milk, then it would be mivatel it. Are we talking about ben yomo, not ben yomo? So l'chol we're talking about ben yomo, because it's no saint tam. And we didn't get to the principle yet of no saint of gam mentioned at the end of Avodah Zarah. So we're talking about ben yomo. So ben yomo, it can aser. A non-ben yomo pot cannot aser food, period. If I have a non-ben yomo fleishik pot, and I cooked noodles and cheese in the non-ben yomo fleishik pot, it's mutter. The cheese is mutter. The pot is now treif, and I have to kasher the pot, because now there's basar and chalav in the pot. But a non-ben yomo taste cannot aser food. And therefore, says the pashas we're talking about here is a ben yom pot. Within the last 24 hours, it was used. So, kedera, shabisha babazal, levasha bachalav, and bisha banosin tam. There is, the Rishonim, actually, let's continue for a second. Truma, levasha bachulin, and bisha banosin tam. Same thing. Truma, you cannot, if you have a pot that was makabal, a taste of truma, you cannot cook chulin in it. For a Yisrael. V'mbishal b'nosin tam. So bishlam a truma tam la kohen. Fine, by truma, I understand how you would know, because you give it to a kohen. El abasa b'chalav man tam le. But basa b'chalav, who's gonna taste it? But hasha dam Rabbi Yochanan, but now that Rabbi Yochanan says, samchinen akfeil arma, hachanabi samchinen akfeil arma. Now I never knew of this option. And now I knew of this option. It's unusual. What was such a chiddush? Right, about it. Maybe the chiddush is about the ne'amanus. You wouldn't think he would be trustworthy. You wouldn't think, whatever the svara of the ne'amanus is, maybe you wouldn't have thought the ne'amanus applies in this case. The ra'ah quoted in the Rishonim, the Rikva here, the ra'ah quoted in the Rishonim say, well, here, it's only talking, as we said, about a ben yomo. So, maybe it sounds like lo yivasha b'chalav because there's an osin tam problem by a ben yomo. But can you be mashma from this Gemara that if it's not ben yomo, that there's no problem of using it? The Gemara here says you can't use it because it's going to be no osin tam. But maybe if it's not a case of ben yomo, then it would be mutter. So, haya medaktik mori hara'ah, says the Ritva. My Rebbe the Ra'ah. Right, the Ra'ah is one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. One of the ways that they thought that the chinuch was written by the Ra'ah, but the scholars have figured it out that it was probably from his brother, Rav Pinchas. Midiktani in Bishol Benosei Tam, Michlad de Pekedera Bas Yoma Askinan. As we just said, we're talking about Kedera Bat Yoma. V'yem Kein, Lama Lele Misi, Levasha Bachala, Pshita. It's obvious. El HaKam Ashmalan, De Dafka Bavas Yoma Levasha Lachachila. The Ra'ah holds that only a Ben Yomo Fleishik Pot, you can't cut milkliks in. Avalabas Yoma Shari Lachachila Nami, De Nosin Tam, Lifgam. The logozer chachamim de labas yoma de bas yoma chachamim were not gozer elabatir de bala isura shasub shas bliyasa iser. Only isura bala. Aval ha de chibala hatera bala logozru de lodam yelikli midyan. Unbelievable. The Ra'ah says there's no problem of cooking in a non ben yoma pot if it's a tera bala. What's a tera bala? It's mutter, it's fleshik. No, not, it wasn't. Iser, if I have something that's treif in my pot, so then fine, I'm not allowed to use it. Even if it's not ben yomo. But, says the Ra'ah, if it's heterabala, which would mean milchiks, which would mean fleishiks, which would mean chametz, right? There are examples of heterabala, then as long as it's not ben yomo, you're allowed to use it, and the diyuk that the Ra'ah has is from our case, because our case is talking about a ben yomo pot. The Ritva and Rov Rishonim argue on this. He says, v'chein ra'isi shayosa maisa b'davar zel atzma. I saw my Rebbe. He did it. He did it. Not only does he paskin this way. V'udin chadash shelo nimsa b'chosvarim harishonim. The Ritva is calling Rishonim. Right? The chaverav ha'yuchokin alav. And his friends, right? The Rashba, my other Rebbe, right? And others, you know, argue on him. Look in the Torah's Abayis. V'kfar danti lefanav b'mechila mimenu. Right? I argue with him. I said, I asked Mechila, but I don't agree with this. V'chan danti lefanav b'mechila mimenu di'ahi d'psachim shanyehi. Right? Don't bring me a raya from Pesach. The Shmuel ki Reb Shimon Sfirli, the Chamish of Allah v'Pesach nasa d'Rabbana ba'almu. Hilchach, sure, I played that. He quotes an example there. Mashiach came bezu to chalav isur dar raisa. V'taravuso aser bepachas bishishim. Basa bchalav anosim tam. V'ha urcha demilsehu lemisni lo yasev imasa aser. Don't bring me any raias from this case. But this is the Ritva arguing on the Ra'a, but there's a fascinating Ra'a, and others argue. Okay, there is a question. We're also machmir for lechatchila of are you allowed to cook in a fleshik pot, something that you know that has shishim, l'chadchila. So you know it's shishim. You know it's a ton, a huge, right? Or use a milchik pot to cook a huge pot of chicken soup. So you know that shishim is going to be bittel. So by treif, of course, it's in mevatlin is l'chadchila. We're going to get to that. But here, there's no treif. There's no iser. It's just milchik or fleshik. So Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about that here. No, it relates again. Hetera bala, so isur bala for sure. You can't, if it's isur, you aim of atlan is lachadchila. You can't do bittel to an isur. But here, you're not doing bittel to an isur. But we're also machmer in that case. Also machmer in that case. Okay, we continue. Dama amarava. We take out the dalet. Amarava. Amarabana b'taima, v'amarabana b'kfela, v'amarabana b'shishim. Sometimes the rabbi said, you go by taste. Sometimes you go by kfela, give it to a non-Jew, and sometimes you go by shishim. Keep in mind, tomorrow we're going to have a machlokas. It relates to here too. Tomorrow, and this big tosis also relates to it. What does it mean, tam and kfela and shishim? Shitas Rashi on tomorrow's daf is going to be, if there's no shishim, even if you know there's no taste, it's not enough. Big chumra of Rashi. Rashi says you need shishim, even if you give it to a kfela, and he says there's no taste. Why? Because it says Amar Rabbanan B'taima. Rabbanan B'kfeil Amar B'shishim. It sounds like Shishim is different. Right? So that's Shitas Rashi. Generally, we don't assume that way. Tosfos and the Rush hold on tomorrow's daf. If there's no Tam, so then it's Motzi even less than Shishim. Right? The whole point of Shishim is to see if there's Tam. But if you know there's no Tam, then it could be even less than Shishim. The other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, or Machalik, maybe it depends if it's just taste or if it's Mamashus. If the Mamashus came apart, so then maybe you need Shishim, period. But if it's just taste, so maybe there, right, you would need, shishim would be enough. And that relates to a sugi that we're gonna have coming up, tam ki'ikr. Tam ki'ikr. How much is a ki? Is it exactly the same? Are there any differences between the tam and the ikr? So that shita of the Chachmei Svarad relates to that, as well. That maybe you would go like Rashi if there's mamashus. But maybe you could go like Bali Tosfos. And others in a rush if there's just Tom and there's no Shishim. So again, we have Rashi, we have Bali Tosfos, and we have the Ramban and the Rashba, but Beis Hashem, we'll see that more on tomorrow's daf. Okay, so what are these? What does it mean? Shishim, Kfela, and Tom. Hilchach, min b'she'eno mino, dehetera b'taima. Right, by min b'she'eno mino, then it's b'tam. Meaning, you could have cases which is usur for me, but I can still taste it. Who could taste it? Rashi says, Truma and Chulin. Give it to a Kohen to taste. Or the Ritva adds a Nazir and something that tastes like wine. Right? So that's also an example. Two examples where some Jews could taste it for other Jews. The Isura Bikfela. Isur, that's where you need a guy, because a Jew can't taste it. Umin Bamino, Delekala Meka Mataima. If it's Min Bamino where there's no difference in taste. Or Inami Min Bisha'eno Mino. The Isura, Deleka Kfela, and there's no guy around, Bishishim. Right, so the Gemara seems to say just practically, you know, the difference between these three categories are on a practical level. If it's usur, so then you have to get a goy. If there's no goy, you have to use shishim. If it's with it for some Jews, so then you can just taste it yourself. It is interesting. So Rashi here says, and the other Mefarshim also quoted. So one of the examples is truma. If you give it to somebody to taste, so then it's batel. If you don't taste the truma in the chulin, don't we say truma in chulin is 1 to 100? Right, so what do you mean, on a Durabana level at least? So what's the 1 to 60? So the Rashba here says, 1 to 100 by Truma is only by Min Bamino. My bin b'she'eino mino, even shruma is batal b'shisha. That's the comment of the Rashba. Here, you see it clearly, right? Rashi and the other Rishonim all quote truma. So truma, bechulin, is batal b'shishim, if it's min b'she'eino mino. You can't have more than no Saint Tom. Only by min b'mino, so that's where we would say truma is batal b'meya v'chad. Okay. Hanhu atmahasa de'imluchi be'resh galusa. As you see here, there's just so much here. We need more time. What can we do? Hanu atmahasa de'imluchi be'resh galusa begidanashia. There was some thighs, right? Some solid parts of the yarech that were salted with the gidanashia. Ravina asa rav acha bar rav ashi shari. Asa shailu labar bar rav ashi. They came. Amalhu abashari. He said, my father muttered. Amale rav acha bar rav ravina. My daitech. Right? Why would you think, you know, why would you say it's Aser? To Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Maliach harihu karoseach, kavish harihu kamavushal, right? Salting something, these are two examples of taste transfer without heat, right? Salting something is like it boiling it, kavush, letting it soak in liquid, it's like mavushal. So is that why you're saying here that salting it is going to be usher? But v'yamar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say even by actual cooking? Lo shor no shor nisbashal ba v'nisla ba kolif ochal hashemagi yilagid. You say malich is roseach, but even by actual resicha, right? Resicha is boil, doesn't mean cooking it in water. So Shmuel says it's mutter. Why are you answering? It should be kolif ochel. And if you want to say melech is like roseach, but it's like boiling of cooking, and therefore the whole thing is aser. But no, v'ami dekamar, the fact that he used two different words, kavish hari hukim mevushal michlal de roseach tzli kamar. It's mashba that no, roseach is dafka like tzli, kavush is like mevushal, but roseach is like tzli. So why are you answering this case? Kasha. So he leaves it as a question. So again, Malia Karoseach means that the layer, the outer layer, it's like Tzli, it's different, at least the outer layer would be Usser, but Kavish is Kumavushal. So again, that is also a very Lamaisa topic. Soaking something in liquid. So that, we assume how long? The Russian Avodah Zarah, 24 hours. Right? 24 hours. If something is soaked in something for 24 hours, then that's a taste transfer. So where might this come up? If somebody has, it's only by liquid. Only by liquid. Somebody has chicken soup in a Parv container. And it's in there for 24 hours, even though it's cold. So that Parv container, we have to be machmir for. Right? Kavish kemevushal. And therefore, that Parv container, again, if it's cold and it's pot, you know, we have to know what the lamaisa cases might come up. But that we paskin, it could be, in a blia in that container, and therefore that container could become fleishik. Right? That's only by liquid. The Rashi here says, it's dafka by chometz and tavlin, like strong liquids, vinegar, and tavlin. But the Rush in Avodah Zarah, Perek Bey, says even water, and we are machmir for that lechadchila. In Simen Kuf Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Hei Aleph, we paskin like this principle, Isser Shenishra Im Heter. You have cold. You have a cold piece of treif in soup. It's all cold. Just wash it off. If I put it in for 10 minutes, I take it out, I just wash it off. There's no bliya in cold. But it's a shishrim hetter me'es la'es, but sonain, mikri kavush v'harikum avushal, v'nasar kulo, avapachos mikan badach asagi. But if it's less than that, just rinse it off. Haga, v'chalmakan darmina kavush m'avushal, afilam asha chutz l'kvisha asr. Right, if you have a piece of meat that's sticking out of the liquid. V'idea kvisha, shalamata, mifapea lamala, kemo bibishal. V'ish mikilin b'masha b'chutz, v'safi kavush asr. Milvad bebasar im chalav daslina lakula deminatore no asar ak bevishal mamish. Okay, but again, that's the principle of kavish kime vushal. Glass already lamaisa is a separate shaila. Even real cooking, there's a machlok as we showed him whether glass is bolea. So kavish is not going to be better than bishal. So whatever you say by bishal, you would say by kavish. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chanina kishehain misha'arin, when you measure bittel, when you measure 60, misha'arin berotev, you measure using the liquid, the gravy, ubekipa and some of the meat on the bottom of the pot, ubechatichos, and you use the heter chatichos, ubekadera, and use the pot in order to help him mevatel. What's the case? Big discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi says it's a case where you saw a certain amount of mutter, heter, in the pot when you started before the Isser fell in, and now you see less heter. So you know some of the heter was nivla into the pot. So you could also use the pot. So the question is, what does that mean? Use the pot. Ikadamri bikadera atzma. Some say the whole pot, the whole surface area of the pot you could use. Ikadamri b'matabala kadera. No, only what with the heter that was nivla into the pot, that's what you use. And Rashi quotes that we are machmir. Rashi says, because we're not sure, v'kiva defligo lishne v'isura daraisahi azlina l'chumra v'lo masharina bikadera. You're not Mishar B'Kadera, only what's the Nivla in the Kadera. Again, Rashi, as we see throughout Maseches Chulin, is paskening, right? More than any other Masechta, I think. Rashi here is paskening. Am Rabbi Yevo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shebat Torah, Misharin, Ki Ilu Hein Batzel, V'Kaflot, as we had back in the Mishnah. All Yisurin, you measure. How do you measure taste? Like Bishishim. You measure regarding, like an onion and turnips. Onion and turnips. Amalei Rabbi Abba Amalei Rabbi Abba Abaya. V'lisharino bepilpulin v'tavlin. Dafilo be'elaflo betalin. Why don't you measure like something sharp, right? That even in a thousand pepper won't be batel. Amalei shiru chachamim dey no sintam be isurim yosim yibatzel v'kaflot. Isurim don't do more than that. You don't have any isur onions, right, or other sharp things. So others, some of the Rishonim say, what do you mean? Arla, there are some things that are usr that are sharp, but in general, most Yisurim are not sharp. Amar Rav Nachman, Gid Bishishim, Gid is Bishishim, being given a minion. The Gid is not min haminyan. You can't use the Gid to be Mevatel, right? The Gid is itself usr, right? You need Shishim neged the Gid. Kachal Bishishim, the Kachal min haminyan. Kachal is the udder. The udder Bishishim. You have milk in the udder. You have to be mevat, and you cook the udder. The Mishnah is going to say later on that midza oraisa, the milk in the, after you shecht an animal, the milk in the udder is not called milk. Right? Because it didn't come out when the animal was alive. So it's not called, on a daraisa level, that's not milk. But on a drabana level, right, we treat it as milk, and therefore you're supposed to cut open the udder and get any leftover milk before you cook it. That's lechatchila. Korea mosi es chalvo. What happens if you didn't? That's what we're talking about here. What if you didn't do the tzorach that you were supposed to do on a drabana level? Right? So, kachal, you measure b'shishim. You need 60 keneg of the milk. If you have other meat in the pot, v'kachal min haminyan. But the kachal itself could be part of the heter. Because the udder is itself mutter. That's not, right? It's just milk in there. We're going to see later on that the kachal itself, you're not allowed to eat. Midrabanan. Because of the, originally, there's some milk that got caught in some of the pores of the kachal. Kachal's gonna come up later on, as Hashem. Beitza b'shishim, if somebody has an egg of a non-kosher bird, b'shishim, they may have an aminion. Again, that whole egg is asr, so if it doesn't count in what's heter. Amar Rabbi Yisla b'reder m'sharshi v'kachal atzmo asr. As I just said, the kachal itself is asr. Tosu says because of the milk that might get stuck in certain places. The Ran says marisayin. V'inovel achdir acheres oser. And if the kachal falls into another pot, it asers the other pot. Avravashi ki avina beirav kahane boilan ki misharina b'didei misharinan over my denavik minei misharinan. Do we measure by the kachal or by the milk that was in the kachal? Pshita de b'didei misharinan. Well, it must be that you measure by the kachal because you don't know how much milk was in there. Di b'may denavik minei minayadina. You have no idea how much was in. So you have to be machmir and assume that the whole size of the kachal. The Gemara says elamayata novak dira cheres lo yesar. But then we should say, since you measured bididei, but the whole thing, right, look at Rashi, elame'ata, holu bididei misha'arinan, since you're measured by, against itself, ha'iv talkule, shahola kol atzma v'tavshil, di lavache amai boz shishim, kamos kula, v'kima tekule betalte, nofa b'kdei acheres al yeser, if it falls into another part, it shouldn't be usher. Right, because the whole, if you could use it to be mevatel, the milk, why should you treat it bididei? Kivan, Dama Rabbi Yisrael, Breder Misharshi, Kachal Atzmo Aser, Shavu Rabbanan, Kachaticha de Nevela. Now the point is, you treat it like a Chefza Shel Iser. You treat it like a Chefza Shel Iser, and that's why you might need to measure, Neged, the Kachal itself. Again, there's a lot more on these last couple of lines, but, didn't get to do it. Just to mention, the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, when it comes to Gid, there is a discussion, are you allowed to use Gid Hanasha to tie Sifrei Torah? We use Gidin. Right, tefillin is only one cloth, Sefer Torah. We use gidin to tie the cloths to each other. Are you allowed to use gidan asha? To tie cloths to each other? Once we're talking about gid, meaning, so he quotes from the Sefer B'nei Yonah, in the Pesach Shuvin Yeredeya, Tzorechim, imutar likach, because you need minamutar b'ficha. But this is minamutar b'ficha because it's from an animal that's kosher. Animal that's kosher. You're allowed to use from nevelos and trefos if it's a kosher animal. Right, you don't dafka need from a shchuta, a good shachut. So is gid hanasha any worse than others. So he quotes from the Chassam Sofer, V'noagim Soferim Heter Lithvar Begid Anasha, Avabishu Shehu Meha Isser Befinu, V'nehira My Rebbe Rav Nasan Adler Micha B'yadam. Right, but you see, the Meikar Adin Chassam Sofer says it's totally on the min habehema, the Mishnah Brura, Tzarech Iyan and Mutter Lifer Begidan Asha. Tzarech Iyan. And then he says, V'yitachein, the afilu l'shitaso, even if you want to say it's Mutter to be Tofer with Gidan Asha, because it's considering a Mutter Beficha, maybe if you're in Meiron, you shouldn't do it. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds Gidan Asha as Asher Bahana. And therefore, you shouldn't do it in Meiron. Similar to the Kleisenberger Rebbe story, I've mentioned this before, he quotes from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, that one sign, he davened mincha in, right outside of Tzfat by Rebbe Yehuda Eloy's Kever, he davened mincha there, and then the next day, he went backwards, and he started crying the whole night, and the next day he went back to his Talmidim and davened mincha again. They're like, Rebbe, what happened? He says, I davened mincha in the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda Eloy says you can't daven mincha after Plaga Mincha. Right? So I davened mincha before Shkia. So Dafka by Rebbe Yehuda's Kever, I went against like Rebbe Shimon, so he felt bad, and therefore he went back and davened mincha again. And then he quotes a story that I didn't know, that he quotes that when Sir and Rabbanim came to Krakow, the city of the Ramah, they wouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, because that's the Shita of the Ramah. And in his own city, Ishlahak Mishlahamru says Piv. Okay, so if anybody's in Meiron writing a Sefer Torah, then maybe they shouldn't use the Gid Hanasha for the, to do the Sefer Torahs with. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And the Shem, we will, continue in Perek Gid Hanasha.